Septula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road Rage.
Walt Septula, Road Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Why does Scotty sound like he was coming from underwater today, Ramona?
I don't know.
For whatever reason,
I couldn't figure that out.
He's in a tunnel or something. Let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated as such. They serve the entire upstate and North Carolina. Their team has over 100 years experience in the automotive repair industry. They specialize in computer diagnostics, engine repair, strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating, and much, much more. The only things they don't do are body work and paint. Other than that, they do it all. My Garage is well known for their work with the exotic, so if you own an exotic, you need to go see Lester and Roxanna. Their team is incredible. Mercedes, BMWs, Infinities, Lexus, Land Rover, Porsche, but they want you to know that they will work and service on any make and model of vehicle, any make and model. Lester used to design vehicles for the Ford Motor Company, and he designed the building they're in, and he wanted there to be transparency in this industry because he felt it was lacking. So he put these big diamond-shaped windows in the lounge area. You could sit there in the comfort of the lounge and watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. Who does that? Well, somebody who's honest and good at what they do. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental, many other brands. They'll give you a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name with oil changes. They'll give you a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. They also have robotic alignment, so a human being never touches your vehicle. How many times have you gone and got your vehicle aligned and then got in and realized that the thing still pulled to the left, the toe is still off? You don't get that at My Garage. The robotic alignment is perfect every single time. Go see Lester and Roxanna. Call them. They're at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. 633-5800. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. What's the date, Ramona?
Today is the 9th.
What year are we in?
We're in 2018.
So it's the 9th of July, 2018?
Yes, that is correct.
I must be making a mistake then, because I'm doing a little research myself, and it looks to me like the last time LSU beat Alabama was November 5th of 2011.
Yeah, I was wondering if you was going to ask me that, because I have it here.
Oh, well, there you go.
Alabama's 9-2 against them.
Yeah.
In the last 11 years.
Yeah, November 5th, 2011. That's the last time, right? That's the last time LSU won.
Yeah, that's the last time. And they're 52-25. Is that how that reads? 52-25-5. I guess that's record. Alabama.
But LSU has not beaten Alabama since November of 2011. And so what?
That is correct.
What credit would you have me give you, Scotty? I mean, seriously, I mean, call me back tomorrow and explain to me, because I'm not sure what credit you want. I mean, once upon a time, under Les Miles, you were a dominant program. You're competing with Southern California on seemingly a yearly basis. But, you know, once upon a time, Abe Lincoln was president. I mean, I'm just not sure what that means. I mean, the last few years you volleyed between 8 wins and 9 wins. You're a nice football team, but no one is really worried about you because you haven't had quarterback play in forever. And this gets back to this same strategy of football that doesn't involve a quarterback. it really only works for Alabama. You know, everybody else sort of needs a quarterback. Alabama boy on the Northland Communication phone lines. What's going on, Alabama boy? Good to have you back.
Hey, thank you all. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a great show. First thing, let's get to this LSU situation. They can't beat Alabama's JV squad, and they're the problem as far as why the SEC is down, because they used to be a powerful team. So Scotty needs to back off a little bit. that being said, I'm sure there's a bunch of more LSU phone calls coming, going to blast me for that, but that's just the way it is. Let me talk about this quarterback situation, Walt, with Alabama. And I've been a fan since the late 60s, which when I was born. So it's a long time. Seen a lot of coaches come and go, including one of the best. But I've jumped in on this Alabama quarterback conversation halfway through on my way home. So you may have talked about this, but I'm going to stretch it out a little bit further. If Nick Saban doesn't come to the realization that he needs to make this change at quarterback, he might end up losing a couple of games that he should win. And the Alabama fans, as me being a fan and watching history take place, are going to get a little bit unsettled with that. And knowing Saban's history, when that happens with Saban and the ego that he has, he generally moves on. So, and I want your comments on that, okay? I'm going to take them off the air.
Yeah.
And secondly, Clemson also has a similar problem in that, and of course, the young fellow that's come in hasn't really proven himself other than just watching him play in the spring game. But you may have a similar situation at Clemson this year. But I don't, if Saban doesn't realize it and ends up putting Hurts in for the beginning of the season and then slips up and loses, you're going to hear the Alabama faithful cry out and say, "This is stupid," and he's not going to like that. So I'm gonna shut up.
Let me ask you one question before you go. And
okay,
this is just a simple yes or no. Can Alabama win a national championship with Jalen Hurts at quarterback?
Well, I called you last year. You remember? And I made that point. We couldn't do it.
Yeah. See, I don't think
so. I called you last year, and you didn't feel like he would make the change. And the answer to your question, I'm sorry, is absolutely not.
Yeah.
Cannot win because he can't throw the football.
Yep.
Period.
Thank you.
And I want to hear what you got to say about the ego of Saban. Will you comment on it?
Yep. Thank you, Alabama boy. Good job. Yeah, look, I think Saban is the ultimate egotist, and maybe with good reason. You know, I mean, he's had wild success, so he doesn't feel that he needs to answer to anybody else. In fact, I think at times, I think he does things just because he can. You know, when he brought Lane Kiffin in originally, he brought him to the campus for like a weekend and floated a trial balloon. It was met with overwhelming opposition. So what did he do? He hired him. See, I think Saban's going to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't really care what anyone else thinks. Now, the question is, can it get to a point of being a detriment to the program and winning? Well, yes, it did. I mean, it did in last year's national championship. Because, again, Texas said same with Steve Sarkisian. That's 100% right. Did the exact same thing. Look, Alabama was on the verge of losing back-to-back national championships. And if you don't think that would have damaged Saban's credibility, you're mistaken. I mean, there's no question it would have. And it was only the act of a desperate man reaching for his lifeline that Saban went to Tua Tagovailoa. And even if you watch the second half of that game, you'll see Tua Tagovailoa running around making plays. And some of those plays were driving Saban insane. Insane. Because he doesn't want that. You know, he doesn't want a Johnny Manziel scrambling all around the field making plays. That's not what he wants. That is not what he wants. He wants to play by this Kirby Smart stated formula of physical, run the ball, stop the run. His quarterback is actually an extra. The quarterback in Alabama, it's the only place in college football that this is really true, is the quarterback is an extra. Everywhere else, the quarterback is the main actor. not at Alabama, which is why this talk of Jalen Hurts for Heisman the last several years has been so utterly laughable. And so Alabama boys' question is, could Saban just walk away? Yeah. And at some point he will. I don't know when that's going to be. I mean, I had people suggest to me who were allegedly knew something about his situation that they thought it could be any time. Dash says he wants McElroy. Yeah, he wants a cerebral quarterback who's going to stay in the pocket, hand the ball off, run play action. That's what he wants. He doesn't want. It's why, in a way, Tua Tagovailoa in Alabama is such a strange, odd fit. And it's even more strange that his brother has signed up for more of the same. It's not really where he should be. That's not where he should be. Tua Tagovailoa should be at a Clemson or an Ohio State or somebody who's going to utilize his ability in a more modern offense. Not as a glorified ball handoff man, which is really what Saban wants the quarterback to be. I mean, they dumb things down as much as possible for Jalen Hurts. And that's all they want him to be. They want him to hand the ball off and run the ball and throw only when necessary. And again, this goes to this physical, run the ball, stop the run. And again, Saban recognized he lost the national championship 2 years ago because he had a quarterback who couldn't throw. But and he recognized it in spring again, but he couldn't face it. His own offensive coordinator, who left after last year, was telling him all year to play Tua Tagovailoa. Saban wasn't listening. He wanted to win by this pattern. And Tua Tagovailoa doesn't fit into his pattern. And the thing is, he still doesn't. Which is why I still don't know what to make of Tua Tagovailoa, because I think he should be one in the country, but I don't think he's a fit at Alabama. And I don't know what they're doing. Because, again, Nick Saban waited until the final desperate moment to pull the plug on Jalen Hurts. He allowed Jalen Hurts to quarterback a whole half of a national championship game in which he threw for 20 yards. He missed wide open receivers, one on a trick play, open 20 yards in the clear. Ridley missed him. I mean, you could have punted him the ball, but Jalen Hurts can't throw a forward pass, period. Period. But Saban didn't care. Saban wants to win in this control freak method. And he doesn't want anything outside of that. And so this Kirby, when Kirby Smart screams at his players that we need to be more physical, we need to run the ball, we need to stop the run. Have you noticed who's won in this league the last 10 years, meaning Alabama? This is what he's saying. And that's why, to Nick Saban's way of thinking, a Tua Tagovailoa player, he doesn't know what to do with. I promise you, one of the more entertaining elements of the national championship game was watching Tua Tagovailoa yank victory from Nick Saban's clutching Jalen Hurts loving hands. Because in the second half of that game, as Tagovailoa would make a play, maybe take a sack or something that Saban couldn't stand, it was going silent. In fact, before Tagovailoa converts on that 50-yard touchdown pass, he took a loss. I don't remember the exact circumstance, but he took a loss. Saban was going ballistic. He was running up and down the sideline. In fact, he barely saw the next play, the 50-yard touchdown pass, because he was so out of his mind with what he perceived to be Tagovailoa's mistakes. And it was even in the wake of the game, Saban was reluctant to credit the guy who won. It was like he listed him last. You know, it was like, well, we played a good game in the team in the second half. We played a good game, my butt. You were getting your head served up to you on a platter. You were getting eviscerated. It was 13-0 Georgia, and it was going to be 30-0. Anyone who watched the game knows that. Alabama couldn't move the ball a yard. And in the second half, it was going to get worse. They were going to fatigue. Georgia was going to pound them into submission. And Georgia was going to be your national champion 30-0. And Saban was going to have lost back-to-back years to teams that could throw the ball. And then he pulled the plug. A desperate man reached for the one last hope he had to save him. And then there were actually people insane enough after that game to suggest that Saban was a genius for having gone to Tua Tagovailoa. When he avoided him like the plague all year and only pulled the Tua Tagovailoa card as a desperate man's last resort. And that leads us to now, where you have to wonder, as great as Tua Tagovailoa is, does Saban want him at quarterback? And I think fundamentally the answer is still no. He does not want him at quarterback. Now, whether he's compelled to play him is another issue. He gives Alabama another dimension that they don't have without him. But Saban is reluctant to admit to that. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. It's a special place. Daredevil got his wife and himself gift certificates to Urban Nirvana. They loved it. You will too. So many listeners, followers have tried Urban Nirvana, and you'll love it. It's exactly as the name implies. It is an Urban Nirvana. It is a way to get all the refreshed, reborn. Look, we've been through a string of a bunch of 90-degree days. It may have cooled the last couple days, but it's only temporary. How do you get refreshed, reborn, rejuvenated? You go and give yourself the gift of Urban Nirvana. If no one else is giving you that gift, well, you're worth it, aren't you? Whether it's the salon, whether it's the 12 different types of massage, including a prenatal massage that can be performed in any trimester, Urban Nirvana will give you a new perspective, will recharge your batteries. All that stuff can be found at Urban Nirvana. Think about the people in your life. You don't need a special occasion. Your mother, your wife, your girlfriend, people who do things for you every day. And massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. A lot of people in the trades use them on a regular basis. UrbanNirvana.com. Print out your gift certificate off your computer. You're done. I'm late. I'll be back.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You gotta calm down. You're getting a little emotional.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The show's been very busy. You want to get in now? It's probably a good time. 654-7627. I just saw this on Crazy Fan Takes. Michelle had posted it from somebody named Charlie31, who wrote, Clemson's not going to know what hit them when we beat the hell out of them by 24 points at Kyle Field this year. Charlie must be related to People's Champ. He's gonna be a He's gonna be a relative of People's Champ because for an A&M fan, look, if you're an A&M fan, just shut up. Really, I mean, the last thing on earth you want to do is do anything to provide any bulletin board. Look, I'm not a big believer in bulletin board material anyway, especially when it comes from a fan. But I mean, it's just stupid. I mean, you know, I guess. If you say something ridiculous and somehow it turns out to be true, maybe it'd be regarded as a legend, but people are going to remember that. I mean, they're going to remember that. You know, just like they'll remember that Champ gave me 30-some points in Clemson against Georgia at Clemson. It's just, you know, ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, A&M, in fact, I was asked about this earlier by Rodney, and what is that number now? Clemson's a 12.5 point favorite. So you think a 12.5 point favorite is going to lose by 24? Okay, whatever you say, Charlie. I'm sure people will revisit that later. Rodney was asking what I think about these particular games, and he said, BC, too many points. They're all a lot of points. I mean, quite honestly, these are Westgate numbers that he's listing here, and as Clemson 12.5, at Texas A&M, Clemson 17.5 at Wake, Clemson 10 at Florida State, and Clemson 15.5 at BC. And South Carolina is 23. Those are all a lot of points. That's a lot of points, especially in those road games. A lot of points. So, yeah, my first inclination is, Clemson to win all those games, but I don't know about those margins. I don't know about those point spreads. We'll see how they change. But my first thought is a lot of points. And that's what you get when you're a national championship contender. And again, I think going into the year, Clemson's not just a contender. To my way of thinking, I think Clemson's the favorite. And that goes directly to if you're an Alabama fan, there are two things that concern me. Gator Neal, I'm coming right to you. You're an Alabama fan, two things that concern me. One, Saban's view of the quarterback position. Two, that defensive secondary, where, again, you lost your entire secondary to the NFL. I just don't think, even when you're Alabama, that that's an easy fix. I don't. Gator Neal. Neal, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good, Neal. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Moved into the new place and just kind of enjoying things as it is right now.
Well, good.
But I'm calling about Nick Saban. You were talking about Nick Saban and how he deals with his extremely talented quarterback that he doesn't want to take advantage of. And it just kind of, I get so irritated when I hear people compare him to Bear Bryant. And I'm like, on the surface, yeah, they're both, very winning Alabama coaches. But people seem to forget why Bear Bryant got hired in the first place. Alabama hired him because he did well at Kentucky. And they said, well, if he can do well at Kentucky, imagine if we give him the keys to Alabama, a shingle school.
Yeah.
Nick Saban didn't do that. He's only had success at big-name schools, whether it's LSU or Alabama. So it just drives me nuts. And what you were talking about, the way he was dealing with having to put Tua Tagovailoa in the game just to win it, it just goes to show further that he's not the greatest coach of all time. Because the greatest coach of all time wouldn't think about it. He wouldn't stress about it. He wouldn't, do all of this lollygagging and screaming and hollering over having to play the game a different way to win. The best coaches do what it takes to win, and they don't fuss about it. They just do it. It's just part of their nature.
Yeah, I will never buy Nick Saban as Bear Bryant. I'm sorry. People can tell me that all they want. I'm never buying that. Bear Bryant was an original. He built it. I go to the Spurrier thing on Saban. I'm sorry. It's still true. Spurrier taunted Saban about, you don't prove that you're the best coach or an elite coach by winning at a place like Alabama. You have to go somewhere else and win. And Spurrier taunted him to do just that. Obviously Saban's not going to do that. But, Saban was basically a 500 coach at Michigan State. He's won at LSU and Alabama. That's the truth about him. And I'm sorry, that doesn't make you the best coach. It makes you the best coach at that school in this era. That's what you are to me. And for me, I do think that there was something to what Spurrier said. Listen, this doesn't mean that everybody can win a single school, just to clarify. Alabama hired a lot of losers before they hired Nick Saban. I mean, they had all the
Mikes. Yeah, that chain of Mikes.
Right, the chain of Mikes, the Mike DeBoses, the Mike Prices, and the Mike Dennis Franchione's, and the Mike Shulas. And, they hired a whole chain of losers before they hired Nick Saban. So not everybody can go to Alabama and win, but you should be able to win at Alabama. But, here's the thing. Alabama hired schmucks. I mean, Alabama hired from the bottom of the barrel in a lot of those hirings. I mean, Mike DeBose? I mean, are you kidding me? Look, when they finally made a correct hire, he won. I mean, and of course he won because he's a pretty good football coach. He can recruit. You know, he's all these things. I mean, he's proven to be wildly successful in this era, and I'll grant that. But, you know, I still see it as you do. I think that if Nick Saban were to go to one of these outliers, he wouldn't win.
Yeah, I don't think he can replicate this at FAU. I don't think he'd pull a Lane Kiffin out there, put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. I think if he were to go to an outlier, I think he'd just be a guy. I mean, he was just a guy at Michigan State, fundamentally.
I agree.
And they're not an outlier. Good job, Neil. Welcome back. Start calling regularly. We're in football season. We need to talk about your Gators next. All right, Neil.
Yes.
Thank you, Neil. Good job. Let me get to Jimmy here on the Northland Communication phone lines. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, I don't get the Saban. He got this kind of a West Coast type of quarterback, and he's almost like he's afraid of it.
That's right.
And so,
You know, it's funny because you asked me that because someone had asked me on the text line, and I think it was Anthony. Yeah, it was Anthony in Greenville. He said, "Walt, why would Saban recruit to if he doesn't like his stellar quarterback play?" And I said, "Need, I guess. I mean, you have to have depth and, in theory, talent at the quarterback position. And maybe he thought he could make him play the way he wanted to play. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. I mean, there's a reason." That there hasn't been a great Alabama quarterback in forever, including none of the guys who have played for Nick Saban. None of them.
No. And it is just kind of it floors me. And you say he's a bit of a control freak, and I can see that. But I don't get it. But, you know, I think, you know, his weakness now is exposed. You know, and that tells me how dumb the SEC is. His weakness is he has a quarterback that really, well, not now, but in the past, that really wasn't quite talented, really couldn't run other than Hurts. He could run, but he couldn't throw with a snot. And, you know, that was his weakness. And now he's got Superman, and he takes away his weakness, but he's like he's got this phobia now.
Yeah.
He's weird. He's the weirdest coach I ever did like see.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right, Jimmy, as usual.
Like,
thank you.
It's like, imagine if Deshaun Watson comes to on his campus and I won't be, you know, and Nick Saban will like, run up under the bed.
That's basically right. Hey, good job, Jimmy, as always. Thank you. I love Jimmy's calls. You know, he has this perfect way of framing everything. He's 100% right. I mean, again, Alabama is the only school in the nation, and Georgia might be trending that way, although the fact that they opened it up with Fromm the last couple of games, Alabama's the only school in the nation that views the quarterback position, the only successful school in the nation that views the quarterback position or the quarterback as a potential impediment to success, as a concern that needs to be roped in. And this, despite Saban acknowledging why he lost the national championship game to Clemson 2 years ago. I mean, again.
Maybe he forgot. It's been a whole year.
Maybe he did forget. It has been a whole year. Maybe there's something to that. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Halt's an acronym for those fine vehicles. And that's all Halt does. Even for me. That's all they do. They work on these vehicles exclusively. They know them inside and out. They're like a medical specialist. Again, you do not go to a general practitioner if you need orthopedic surgery. You go to an orthopedic surgeon because he knows more about your particular issue than the general practitioner does. It's the same thing here. If you go to Joe Mechanic, who works on 50 different makes and models of vehicles, he doesn't really master any of them. Holt exclusively works on Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. If you go read their reviews in Google or anywhere else, they're all five stars. You've heard the unsolicited testimony from listeners, fans of the show. They will tell you the same thing. It's first-class Holt, and here's a special offer for fans of the show. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt, Wheel, W-H-E-E-L, with Walt at Holt. The Wheel Deal with Walt at Holt. That's right. First Class Holt's partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. You need to call now to take advantage of this, though. The first eight people every week who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get a brake inspection, balancing of your tires, four-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. It's a great way to get introduced to First Class Holt. It's only for listeners of the show. It's only eight people a week who get this offer. So call them, set up your appointment, call them right now, tell them you want the Walt Wheel Deal. Every Wednesday, just call the Anderson location on Clemson Boulevard for details. Make your appointment ahead because space is limited. That's the Walt Wheel Deal at First Class Holt. Do it. 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. I'll be right back. Jamie, you're up first.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two Cajun filet chicken sandwiches for just $5.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Now is the time to get out and enjoy your porch, pool, or patio with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with America's best outdoor furniture ready for delivery today, and all is summer sale priced and ready to go. Shop and save today and enjoy your new furniture tonight. Craft Stove Store and Patio summer sale now in progress. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and somebody you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Calling all manufacturer plants. Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay light fixtures, parking pole light, or 6-inch down lights, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you on verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson's 864-401-8506 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Switch to Liberty Mutual. Switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing. Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, Silver, Gold, and Platinum members automatically get Bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards Program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
When I was a boy, I thought it just came to the earth.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Jamie, I'm coming right to you. Hey, Ramon, I retweeted this yesterday, I guess, and made a comment about it as well.
Uh-huh.
This Bob Barker-looking dude, this old white, skinny, white-haired guy. There are some people gathered around. I have no idea what this guy thinks he's doing, but... but there's like an 8-foot alligator that's, that's, that apparently is made landfall and is in an area that they don't want it to be.
Right.
So Bob Barker dude, throws a white towel over its eyes and then comes up from behind it to grab it by the neck so that, you know, I'm not sure really what the whole plan was. I would love to know. I'd love to actually ask him what part two of his plan was, the alligator wrangler. You know, part one was to grab it, was to cover its eyes with a towel and grab it around the neck. But I'm unclear what he thought he was going to do. Let's just say for a moment that this had all gone as planned. And he accomplished part one of his plan.
So he's holding on to the
right.
alligator's
he's got,
neck.
Right. Let's say that his Superman-like strength has enabled him to control the alligator's neck.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
The prehistoric, fast twitch muscle, pure muscle alligator. Let's just say, let's play along for a moment and say that part of the plan had gone as planned.
Right.
What was part two of the plan? You were going to lift it off the ground and carry it?
No way.
What was part two? I don't know what part two of the plan was in the event that you somehow succeeded with part one. Now, needless to say, he didn't succeed with part one. And so
what happened to him?
The alligator threw him off like he was a mosquito. Yeah. Oh. And the alligator threw him off like he was a tiny little insect and immediately turned and bit his arm.
Oh. Oh.
And this dude's now laying there in the grass.
Injured, was still with the alligator right there.
Trying to kick at the alligator. And at that point, the alligator became bored with eviscerating him. And so he got up and let him walk away. The alligator, it was very noble of the alligator. Very
really,
kindly.
Because he could have bit his leg off.
Very kindly, because he absolutely could have eaten his leg for dinner. And what this dummy doesn't realize now is that the next thing he needs to worry about, a lot of the people who get bitten and eventually killed by alligators, they don't die of the injury. They die of the infection from the bite.
Ew.
And so that's the next thing you'll need to worry about, whether he loses that arm or something because of infection. But I have no idea what this old twerp thought he was doing. None. I mean, this is not a pet store alligator of the past. This is not something you put in a 5-gallon aquarium. That's an 8-foot alligator, idiot.
Their reflexes are ridiculous.
You should have seen.
And
it's on my Twitter feed.
The towel
You should see what this alligator does to this guy. I mean, it's like the alligator didn't even know someone was on him. And then, you know, okay, you're gone. I mean, just discards him and immediately turns and bites him in the arm. I mean, just in one fast twitch motion, just heaves him backwards. I mean, this guy's a scrawny white-haired guy. It wouldn't matter if he was 300 pounds and an offensive lineman.
No, not at all. I definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, it's just too funny to be believed. Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, how are you?
I'm good. Well, how about yourself?
Good, Jamie. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, well, obviously that must not have been a Florida gator because it had more bite than anything.
That's probably true.
But anyway, I was thinking about the Nick Saban deal with Tua as the quarterback.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, I haven't done the research, maybe you know more, obviously, but I wonder if Lane Kiffin had been the guy who had recruited Tua, you know, when he was in that role, and perhaps maybe Kiffin had the idea that he was going to translate Nick's, ground and pound offense into more of a West Coast offense or something. Do you know if any of that is true, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure who the lead recruiter on Tua Tagovailoa is, but I am sure that nothing goes on in that Alabama program without Saban's approval, without his rubber stamp. So I don't know. I can't recall who the lead recruiter was for Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, I'm sure you could look it up on the internet, but I don't recall off the top of my head. So I can't really comment on that, Jamie. I just think that Saban essentially wants a robot at quarterback, you know, and again, this despite losing to Clemson 2 years ago and recognizing what it was that did him in.
Yeah, because, you know, the ironic thing is when after the game, when Clemson had taken them down, you know, he did comment about the quarterback play and everything of Deshaun at that time. And so, you know, you would have thought it would kind of stuck with a guy like that to say, hey, you know, maybe there's some merit, and they go out, you know, the year after that, and then they recruit that type of quarterback, and then, you know, he just kind of, I don't know, I guess thinks more highly of the play of, you know, the starter than Tua, and obviously Tua goes in, you know, after the second half and turns out to be, you know, all of that. So, I don't know. It's kind of a crazy thought. I didn't know perhaps if he just didn't want to play Tua because he didn't like Lane Kiffin anymore.
Yeah.
You know, from all the issues that they had on the field. So, you know, that was just kind of a theory there. And like I said, I haven't done any research on it. I'm driving. So
yeah, it's an interesting idea. I might look that up later, Jamie.
All right. Well, thank you, Walt.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, if it was somebody that the only thing that makes me wonder, though, is, you know, Kiffin was allegedly abused by Saban in Alabama. In that regard, maybe it is possible. I mean, Kiffin was allegedly the target of Saban abuse at every practice, that he singled him out, that he allegedly made fun of him in front of the players and that type of stuff. And, you know, I don't know why anyone would put up with that. I really don't. I don't care what the job is. I don't know why anyone would put up with that. But apparently that happened. Allegedly that happened. You know, we'll see. You want to get in 654-7627. Yeah.
That guy's lucky. His arm, he still has his arm.
Oh, yeah. You saw it?
He took so long to get to putting his arms around his neck. He could have turned around any time and bit them all up.
Yeah, somebody wrote me and now said that the video is old. I haven't seen that anywhere else, and not it really is irrelevant to the point anyway. You know, it's just it's the dude is an idiot. I don't care if it happened 2 minutes ago or 2 years ago.
And then another guy comes up behind him. Notice he didn't try it.
Oh yeah. He's
a lot younger.
Bulkier, thicker guy.
And he said, but let's watch this old guy and see what happens.
Let's watch Bob Barker take his best shot and see how it goes.
That's not respect for your elders.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit about wide receivers. I don't think we're going to get to that today, but we've already drafted quarterbacks and running backs. And tomorrow, I think on the program, we will draft wide receivers. I want to change gears a little bit. Okay, so Rivals, Deontay looked it up and said, no, it wasn't Kiffin that was Tua Tagovailoa's main recruiter. So it's an interesting idea, but apparently You know, look, Saban still needs to recruit talent to the program, but he just doesn't want to use it in that manner. He wants to, he fundamentally wants a robot at the quarterback position. You know, UFC 226 was held, and Daniel Cormier won the heavyweight championship. And it was about that ended in round late in round one. And Stipe Miocic controlled most of that round one. He was the aggressor for much of it. You know, you don't find a lot of heavyweights who can throw punches in combination. But Miocic can and was. And I thought controlling it. And Cormier actually looked chubby to me. And it was certainly a length mismatch. I mean, Cormier was at an enormous disadvantage in terms of reach. And it looked early on like Stipe was going to beat his brains in. But Cormier hung in there, and I thought there were like a couple key moments. One was the finger jab, because Cormier effectively landed a finger jab, which isn't supposed to happen. And then...
That's illegal, yes.
Yes. And then when he knocked Miocic out, Texas' Lesnar disagrees with you. Yeah, I'm going to get to that. When he knocked him out, it was really an elbow off a standing stoppage clinch, which, you know, I don't know. I thought almost both of those were like borderline dirty to me. You know, but nonetheless, Cormier emerged the victor. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Here's the problem I have with the whole UFC now. We've moved to this wrestling, theatrical kind of stuff. And that's what we had again, because Lesnar was ringside for it when the bout was over. Cormier took the mic from Rogan and basically called Lesnar out. And then Lesnar came in and started cussing at Cormier and shoved him. And I felt like I was watching, you know, pro wrestling. That's what it seemed like. And clearly the intention is to sell this bout in the future, despite the fact that Lesnar re-upped his WWE deal after beating Goldberg and all that stuff. This looks like almost a mortal lock guarantee now that we're going to see Cormier and Lesnar at some point in the future. Now, from a size standpoint, Lesnar, Texas says, Walt, is UFC becoming WWE? I think to a degree it is. Too much so for my comfort level. I started moving away from it some years ago. You know, I'm still obviously interested in it, but I think it's become too much of that. And as these lines are crossed, as Lesnar drifts back and forth, remember, Lesnar hasn't fought since UFC 200, because he had drug suspensions. He had PED suspensions. In fact, I think he's still under the time sanctions of that last suspension, which is why apparently a fight between Cormier and Lesnar couldn't happen until next year. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson.